Brock 107 WIRX. Good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Hey, man.
How you doing? 7:34 and 14. We'll take a full look at your forecast here in just a little bit.
No closings today, huh?
No. Well, actually, I haven't looked. Let's see. If there are closings, you can go to WIRX.com under the closings tab. I don't think so.
It shouldn't be.
It's just cold.
Right. It's not too bad.
Yeah.
I mean, we'd still have a lot of snow, but.
Yeah. Well, let's see here. Nope, nothing. Yeah. Kids are going to school today.
Oh.
Yeah. No.
I had a test today.
Yeah, everything that was backed off yesterday is on today now, yeah. So deal with that.
You got double the work.
Oh, no. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. What is something that makes you instantly dislike someone? Mm-hmm. I got mine. If you're mean to a server.
Ooh, that's such a good one.
Now, look, I'm not going to lie. I have had some poor service. Actually, this past weekend up north, we had a lady. You know, she was sweet. She just wasn't made to be a server. However, I'm not going to be rude to them. I will take the poor service and then just go.
Just go.
And I still tip more than I probably should.
You know, I do too. But, have you served before, probably?
Yeah,
huh?
I did. I bartended. And
it's like once you do it once, you realize, man, you know, for the rest of your life, you will tip.
Yeah. Now, again, I will say, if the server is, like, rude to me, like, is negative, I mean, I'm going to say something or do. That's just because they're just being a. But if you're rude to a server, like, if mistakes happen or, you know, things get hung up, it's not the server's fault that the kitchen
and
got.
And you don't know, like, what kind of experience I had before you came in. Maybe it was just a terrible day.
When you're rude to a server for the sake of being rude, it's like, ugh. Like, when you look down on them, because they're a server, I cannot stand that. I will be like, that means you're just a bad person in your core.
Now, here's a question for you. Do you think being rude to a server is more of, like, an older generation thing?
No, I don't think so.
No?
I don't think so.
That's the only time I've experienced people just being asses to their servers are older people.
I think that's just old people.
Yeah.
They're just, they
just don't care.
They're just like, hurry it up. I don't got much time left. that's just the old demeanor. That's
but yet they drive out of the parking lot at 2 miles an hour. Thought you're running out of time, old man.
So that's mine. That's mine. If you're rude to a server, I think deep down in your core,
just
you're
don't
a bad person.
Do it. Yeah. Just don't do it.
Just put on a smile.
Suck it up and just don't go back.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Know? Exactly.
I got one, too. It's going to be hard to top yours, though. Yeah. That's a good one, man.
Yeah.
Mine is it has to do with animals. Like when you go to somebody's house and they have a dog and the dog is jumping all over you, barking you, you know, jumping. And you're like, dude, come on, dude, take care of your dog. And they're like, oh, yeah, that's scruffy.
Yeah, that's just him.
Well, take care of him. Well, you train your damn dog.
Yeah.
You know, and some people just, they don't even know.
Yeah.
Like it's rude.
I think that's a great one. I think it's kind of living outside of your means, having pets outside of your means. You have those people that, don't train their dogs.
Right.
Obviously, they don't, or they have multiple pets, and it's like, you're not doing a good job taking care of these animals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I totally agree with that. It does. It's like, why? You're making that animal's life worse because you're not doing the proper job raising it.
I just feel like they assume that, like, everybody has a dog and they're used to that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
Yeah. It's just like, man, you know, you train the damn thing, would you? You know?
I don't like you.
It's been barking for 4 hours.
I don't like you and I don't like your stupid dog. Either one.
So, does your dog ever get tired?
Maybe you should take him for a walk. You want to take your dog for a walk for a little bit? 925-WIRX, 925-9479. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll take some phone calls. Got some Facebook answers. Things that make you instantly dislike someone.
God, I hate that guy.
Good morning.
Yeah.
It's Brock. It's Hunter.
The Rob Stein.
750. You know what makes me instantly dislike someone?
What?
If they don't like Rammstein.
Come on.
Like, I don't like you.
They deal with fire.
They shoot fire.
Don't you get it?
From their face. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. What is something that makes you instantly dislike someone?
Maybe that's another good one you just said. Somebody who just doesn't like something for the sake of just not liking it because everybody else likes it.
Yeah, exactly. No, everyone else likes too main. So basically every hipster out there don't like them. Let's take some phone calls. WIRX, hello.
Hey, morning, guys.
Morning, Larry.
And sagging pants.
Sagging pants.
Oh, man.
So annoying and disrespectful.
So if you see someone with sagging pants, you're like, nah, I'm done with you. I don't
pull
like you at
up.
All.
Pretty much.
Nice. Nice. All right. Well, I'll make sure my pants are up next time you see me, buddy.
Nice and high.
You've got cargo shorts on all the damn time.
Hey, you can say cargo, especially when I got all the stuff in my cargo pockets.
Tater tots.
Yeah, tater tots in my pockets. All right, Larry, thanks for the call.
Yep.
Bye. WIRXLO.
I got two of them. My first one is people that give you those little limp-wristed pussy handshakes.
Little soft handshake.
All right, what's the other one?
And the other one is people that are obnoxiously loud at restaurants.
All right, now here's the only problem. Here's the only problem.
That's Brock.
I'm always loud. Like, I can't turn my voice down. So am I forgiven in that one?
No.
Well, yeah, what I'm talking about is people... It's people that, like, the entire restaurant knows the person's being too loud, and they keep, like, glancing over the table and looking at them.
It usually has something to do with...
And the person just continues doing what they're doing, like they're oblivious to everything.
That, well, I think subconsciously they know what they're doing. They're trying to get people to look at them. I know exactly what you're talking about. Like, those people that, like, are having the loud conversations on their phone or just in general, like, they're making noise for the sake of making noise to get people to look at them.
All right.
Yeah, and it just takes me off to no end.
I'm right there with you. So I'm okay, though. Me and my loud voice, I'm okay.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I generally have a loud voice, but I can control myself and not be completely
douchebag. All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
All right, thanks.
Bye. WIRX, hello.
Hey, I was going to let you know one of the things that turns me off instantly.
Yeah.
Close talking.
Oh,
people
yeah.
Stick it right up in your face.
Oh, my God.
You meet them.
That is a good one. I know somebody exactly who does that all the time.
While I have you in my personal space here. Right. That's a great one, man. All right. Thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
All right, bye.
You ever notice anybody who really gets up in your face and talks to you never has good breath?
No. I like my space. I don't get that close to people.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one. I don't know if it makes me dislike them. It just makes me, I'm kind of like, eh.
Yeah, it's body language, too. It's like, you always kind of lean back a little bit. Like, you don't know that I'm like,
good story of backing away.
They just keep getting closer. Yeah.
Well, and it's worse, too, when they, like, lean with you. And it's like, wow, they're not even stepping, bro. They're just leaning right into you.
Really trying to get your point across.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more things that make us dislike people.
WIRX, everything that rocks.
Every time. There was enough space on that door for both of them. 7:58, it's Brock, it's Hunter.
You'll always have my heart, Brock.
Damn right I will.
I think you two should recreate that scene.
You know? Yeah, let's pull the door off the studio. We can both fit on that.
Wait, is that the scene?
No, we'll go out to the lake.
Yeah.
And now, because it's cold now, right?
So
we'll go out there, and Brock will be on the door,
yes.
And you'll be on the side. This time, though, you're going to fight to get on.
Right.
Get off.
I don't care how much
now,
I love
Brock
you.
Has to be, because he's on the door, he has to be in a dress.
Yes. I thought we were going to recreate the car scene.
The car, oh,
with
God.
With the hand on the
window. We could do that first.
That's awful.
Do the drawing.
Who gets to paint who? Right, exactly.
Paint each other at the same time.
I'm a better drawer.
Opposing couches.
Yeah, opposing. We're both gonna lay there, and we're gonna paint each other at the same time in crayon.
Can we do this tomorrow?
Yes, we can. All right, now we'll wrap this up here. Things that make us instantly dislike someone. We got some good comments on Facebook. People who are always negative. I hate that.
Too. Yeah.
If you're just negative, I don't have any time for you. When people think they're entitled to everything, Hunter.
come on, man.
A pregnant woman smoking. Yeah.
Ooh.
That'll do it.
Yeah. That's hot.
That'll do it.
Right. It's hot.
God, good Lord. Hot. And being shallow.
Yeah. That's a good one, too.
And if you do a duck face in a photo.
Oh, God.
I dislike you instantly.
Especially if you're a dude.
Yeah, if you're a dude, even worse.
What do they call it, a mallard mouth?
Mallard mouth. That's what that is when a guy does it. All right. We got Dave in the studio. Dave, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The big thing we have you here for today. good morning.
All right, enough.
good morning. All right, yeah, he's got stuff to do. 40 under 40. Let's talk about this. We got this new thing where we are going to recognize professionals here at the radio. Well,
it's not us, actually.
Not us.
We promote it.
Okay.
And there is a nomination committee that does it from the radio station.
Okay.
Charlotte Becker from the United Way heads that up. And actually, all the nominations, when those get filled out and sent in, they go to her.
Oh, okay.
And then they get filtered out to the committee, and the committee is grading them out on an ongoing basis.
Okay.
And they get grade, and then the top 40 will be this year's 40 under 40.
So you're saying it's legit. It's not like the Grammys.
Right.
Yes, exactly. Right. So 40 under 40, give people the general lowdown on what it is.
If you're under the age of 40 and you say, well, by when? If you go to the website, moodyonthemarket.com, there's a tab for 40 under 40, and there's rules. It says the date. I can't remember it off the top of my head. But if you're under the age of 40, then you are eligible. There's a nomination form.
Okay.
So an individual, not you, you can't nominate yourself. Somebody, you know, you would have to nominate each other from the opposing couches. And take about 10 minutes to fill it out. It's not super long.
Mm-hmm.
That gets sent in, and then it gets evaluated. Those who get recognized, who are chosen, will be announced on the air with Pat Moody and launched on his website, moodyonthemarket.com, and there'll be their pictures and a bio and a little Q&A.
Any profession?
Any profession. Nice. Doesn't matter.
Nice.
And it could even be philanthropic. That's the reason that they're being recognized. Not
awesome.
It can be volunteerism. So then we will invite them to Santinello's in April for a cocktail reception where they'll get a keepsake item recognizing them as one of this year's 40 under 40.
They all get a box of focaccia bread.
Focaccia.
Hey, you know what?
Focaccia bread.
It's a damn
say
good,
it that correctly.
Focaccia. That is a damn good prize.
Really
I would
is.
Take that. This is really cool. So when it's officially started now.
It's officially started now. You still got a couple weeks left to do it, but don't wait. Nominations are coming in every day. That's going great. But we'd like to get the best of the best, per se. So we really want to promote people to go to the website, moodyonthemarket.com, and nominate someone if they feel they deserve the recognition.
I like it. Well, if you know someone you want to show them some love, they do a lot of great things. Like Dave said, really is anything.
Mm-hmm.
Nominate them 40 under 40. The actual website, where they got to go?
Moodyonthemarket.com.
Moodyonthemarket.com. Follow the little trail of mustache.
trimmings
behind, and you will find the website. This is really cool. I think it's nice, you know, and a lot of young professionals in this area, people that do a lot of great things.
You know, honestly, I just think being nominated would be enough. Like, that just feel good, man.
I don't know. I've been nominated for some things, and I haven't won. It's not enough. You got
to
win.
You want something to walk
in it
away.
To win it.
Yeah, I'm in it to win it.
Not here to lose.
I deserve it, all right?
It's like Monopoly, man.
Right.
I didn't put all this effort in to lose.
Here to the bitter end.
My dad won't love me until I win. Okay, this is awesome. 40 under 40, moodyonthemarket.com. Go nominate now. You got a couple more weeks.
Yeah, and if your listeners care about you, somebody might nominate you.
Oh, if you want to nominate me, maybe Hunter, you can do it both. Really, it should be me. I do all the work.
Come on,
it's me. All right, Dave.
I'll give it to you.
Can we? You're under 40, right? We can nominate you, right?
I'm under 40.
Right? Does that give me?
I was 7 years ago, or 8 years ago.
Perfect.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you look under 40 at least.
All right, you get the brownie points today.
Yeah, what are you 39?
Are you trying to get a raise over
you
here?
You look old as balls.
Rock 107.